Hey, everyone. You're listening to On the House with Spartan, an ad-free podcast brought to you by a full-service turnkey company. I'm your host, Lindsay Davis, CEO and co-founder of Spartan Invest. On this show, we talk about all things real estate, from market patterns, industry insight, construction, property management, and other investment avenues. We hope you'll join as we dive into today's episode of On the House with Spartan. Welcome back. I have got another investment property description episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Now, these episodes, we're really showcasing properties that we have currently available for sale. And if you haven't listened to any of these before, very quickly, our investment property description, that's our IPD, and that's what we call it. Most people call it a pro forma. We like to be different. We were calling it the investment property description. And this really breaks down. This is our one page that's available on our website for all of our properties for sale. And it really just kind of showcases the characteristics of the property and then your calculations, what the price is, what your rate of return is, what the potential appreciation is, et cetera, et cetera. And so we've done several of these just to kind of walk you through some of our properties. And the property featured today is a property 216 Mountain Street, Adamsville, Alabama. Now, the property features, this is a three-bedroom, two-bath. It does not have a garage or a carport. This property was built in 1946, and it sits on about 0.18 acres. The property is a little over 1,000 square feet, and it's on a crawl space. And this property is rented and ready to go. Now, the property calculations, and I'm going to walk through all of the numbers that you'll see on our IPDs. Now, the purchase price of this property is right at $153,000. Now, keep in mind, if you haven't heard any of our episodes yet, now keep in mind that that $153,000 includes the amount that goes towards buying that forward commitment that will get you that 5.5% interest rate. So all of these calculations are based on that, because if you use the lenders that we have secured, we have three lenders that we secure forward commitments with, you can lock in a 5.5% interest rate, which is huge right now. I think right now we're at 7.5 is when I looked this morning is what an investor could lock in. Our rent range is $1,135 to $1,235. Now, our rent range, we are saying that we are 1,000% positive that we can rent this property in this range. However, the rent used in calculations, and we call it our, quote, must rent, that is the rent that we're about 95% sure. And that's the number that we're looking at in comparison. So at the end of every year, we take all of the properties that we've sold, we take that must rent, we look at what it actually rented for, and we see how often we are. And last year, we were at a 97% accuracy and 100% on that rent range. So sometimes, yeah, we do get about $25 off, but that is the exception. That is definitely not the rule. And it was 45, 46%, I can't remember exactly, that we were actually over that must rent. But we look at that, we want to know how often we get that rent right. And when we don't get it right, what did we miss? So the rent used in calculations on this one is right smack in the middle of that rent range, and that's $1,185. It is currently rented at that $1,185 as well. The annual taxes for Adamsville, they're pretty low in this particular area. And if you're not familiar with Birmingham, which I'm sure you're not really familiar with all of the sub-markets of Birmingham. So if you're looking at a map and you're looking at Birmingham, it's slightly west. It's about a 15 to 20 minute commute to downtown Birmingham. I know we've talked about this a lot, about how Birmingham, Alabama, just given the little traffic, it is very much a commuter city. This being rural, being a little outside of the city is something that our tenants and our occupants, they desperately want. Annual insurance for this, every property, we quote out the home insurance. Now, you don't have to use the quote that we are able to provide, but we want to make sure that we're not just pulling and guessing what the insurance is projected to be. We're asking another insurance company, hey, what would you charge for this insurance? And that's the quote we use for this particular property. And then our HOA fees, this property is not in an HOA, so that is at zero. And then we're going to talk about our annual net income for this property. So if you were to buy this house cash, your net income for the year would be $11,746. And the annual net income, if you were to finance this property, if you were to take advantage of that 5.5% interest rate, then your net income for that year would be $3,406. Now, on this investment property description, you go to our website and you go to Spartan Invest and you go check out our inventory. You can see all of our available properties. You will see that some of our properties that already have tenants in them, we are offering a promotion of 5% a property management fee for that first year. And that is calculated in this as well. So those cash flow that we just talked about, that net income does factor in a 5% a 5% property management fee for that first year. And then it goes to our 9%. So let's talk about our rate of returns. And we talk very much about big picture, long term. This is a marathon, not a sprint. We have a lot of investors that will purchase properties and after the first year or 2 years, and let's say they have a tenant move out and they're like, you know what, I'm done. The amount of appreciation that you're able to get in 2 years pales in comparison to the amount of appreciation you can get in 10 years. So please, if you are looking at single family homes as rental properties and not short-term rentals, you're not looking at VRBOs or Airbnb or anything like that, please take into consideration that this is a marathon and give it time. Let the market do what the market does. Our cap rate for the first year. So our cap rate, so if you were to purchase this property with cash, we already talked about what your net income would be, but your cap rate for that first year is 7.68%, which is great. I mean, that is an admirable rate of return. Your cap rate for your fifth year, if you were to buy this property all cash, would be 8.64%. And then you go to the 15 year, you're at 11.61%. And that's your rate of return. So then let's look at what your rate of return is if you were to finance this property. And again, remember that your rate of return increases because your capital input decreases when you finance that property. You're not coming to the table with $153,000. You're only coming to the table with 20% of that $153,000. So your cash on cash return for leveraged funds would be 11.13%. That first year. That's phenomenal. I just don't know of another industry right now that could generate that. Now, that does include that first year 5% property management fee. That is included in that rate of return. So that does significantly help that first year. You go look at your fifth year cash on cash return, and that's at 16.5%. 16.05%. And then go all the way to your 15 year. So if you can hang in there and you look at your 15 year note, you're at 30.95% rate of return if you were to finance this property. Wow. I mean, that's phenomenal. That's a great, great rate of return. Now, one thing that we do not put into that calculation, but we also showcase it on the investment property description first page, is the capital appreciation. And that we've seen a lot of investors that have purchased with us prior to COVID or even just a couple of years ago, and now they're selling their properties for whatever reason. And their average appreciation is about $33,000. That's what they're putting in there, but that's what they're walking away with. And that's the increase of what they purchased it for to what they're selling it for. Now, is it always going to be that? Yes, the market has been crazy over the last few years. So is it always going to be that high? I can't guarantee that. Birmingham has historically had about a 3-5% appreciation over the years. And whereas, you know, 21, 22, we saw record-breaking 8-11% in various parts of central Alabama. So I wouldn't bank on that moving forward, but I do think a respectable 3-5% appreciation is standard. And again, we pitch appreciation as the cherry on top, not necessarily in your day-to-day rate of return, because you only see that value when you go to sell that property. Or of course, you could do a cash out refi or anything. So your capital appreciation, let's say 10 years down the road, it's projected for this particular property at $21,370. So 10 years, let's hang in there, 20 years, 20 years down the road, you purchased this property for $153,000. After 20 years, it's going to be worth more of $58,363. And then let's say you do 30 years. Let's say you have paid that property off 30 years. Well, actually, technically, your tenant has paid off that property 30 years down the road after you've spent $153,000 on this house. Your projected appreciation is $122,400. Wow. And anyone that wants to know a little bit more is like, well, how real are those numbers? I would encourage you to go back and listen to the episode that we showcased the appreciation over an 80-year span and check out Maureen McCann and her walkthrough of over the 80 years that appreciation has been tracked in our country. There were six scattered years where the market did not appreciate or it was a negative appreciation. Only six years out of 80 that property did not gain value. And of course, it made it up. So if you can weather the storm in the event that we do have that those negative appreciation years, it always comes back. So historical data does not lie. And that's a really, really powerful episode. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning into another investment property description. If you want to check out this property, don't forget it's 216 Mountain Street in Adamsville, Alabama. It is available on our site, spartaninvest.com, and check out our inventory. And thanks for tuning in. Thank you guys for listening today. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. If you want to learn more, check us out online at spartaninvest.com. Until next time, this is On the House with Spartan.